U.S. Special Forces troops have been busy in war zones around the world. The writer Linda Robinson has been out to see their unique perspective in the wars of the last 3 years. She's a reporter for U.S. News and World Report. Yesterday on this program, Robinson described what small teams of highly trained American soldiers are doing in Iraq. Earlier this year, she traveled to the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
The Special Forces role is in the border area on the Afghanistan side, and they are scattered along the border in fire bases, small camps, which they mostly are defending. And their job there is to gather information from the villages of sightings, and there are a lot of people and weapons flowing back and forth. The hope is that the Pakistani forces will flush out the Al-Qaeda folks from the tribal provinces on their side of the border so that the special forces and the Afghan militia can catch them on the Afghan side.
But what you saw was Americans on the Afghan side of the border, not the Pakistani side of the border.
That is correct. There's been back and forth, denied and semi-confirmed, that they have a hot pursuit agreement, that if there's an active sighting. But the folks that I interviewed there in the spring had firefights, and these guys would disappear across into Pakistan, and the Pakistani border guards were basically standing there laughing. So it is a problem.
This doesn't fit in with the standard rhetoric on both sides about the great cooperation between Pakistan and the United States and ally in the war on terror, that sort of thing.
Well, it's a mixed bag. I mean, Pakistan, as of late, has rounded up a whole lot of people. But part of the Pakistani government was a longtime supporter of the Taliban. And there are still those elements that are strongly fundamentalist and supportive of that agenda within the government, which is what makes Musharraf's position so precarious, is he does not have complete control of his country.
How would you define the mission of Special Forces soldiers in what's described as the global war on terror?
In January 2003, Secretary Rumsfeld announced that he wanted the Special Operations Command to become what they call a supported command. And he meant by that really to have a global mandate to look at the war on terror, because these groups do not operate in one particular country or even one particular region.
When this announcement was made of a new role for special operations, we were given the image of U.S. special operations troops, maybe a dozen of them, dropping into a country with which the United States is perhaps not at war, killing a terrorist, going away again. As far as you know, this hasn't happened.
That's right. And I think to go into a friendly country without their knowledge, as you know, in Pakistan, we are providing them, quote, intelligence help. We are not going in there with special operations forces.
The U.S. lets the Pakistani police go and arrest people.
Right, but there are certainly CIA people there helping them and people assigned to the CIA. So again, it's this, you do not want to destroy your allies' credibility. And if you don't have their support for military operation, you run the risk of causing more damage than the good you're trying to do.
Linda Robinson is the author of Masters of Chaos. It's a book about the U.S. military special forces.